Some years back, Pope Benedict wrote a book called Jesus of Nazareth. It's a great book, and I recommend it. In the book, he writes about this parable and points out that this story of the Good Samaritan concerns the fundamental human question. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That's it, isn't it? What must I do to get to heaven? A lawyer asks the question. And as a lawyer, he was a scholar of the Old Testament scriptures. And being a scholar, he would have known that the scriptures answered the question. So he didn't. It's not like he didn't know it. But he wants to see what this Jesus, a prophet with no formal biblical training, what he would have to say about it. Jesus gets the lawyer to answer the question himself, and the answer was not seen as controversial at all. Where the difficulty lies is in what is meant by neighbor. It was completely understood to the Jews of Jesus' day that yes, one must help his neighbor. But by neighbor was meant a fellow member of one's group, of one's own people, and those traveling through the area. But that's it. Those who were heretics, informers, those who tried to destroy them, were not seen as neighbors. And so the Samaritans were certainly not neighbors, because just a few years before, they tried to destroy their temple in Jerusalem. So now the Samaritan enters the scene, and something amazing happens. If the question had been, is the Samaritan my neighbor? The answer would have been a clear-cut no, given the situation at the time. But Jesus turns everything on its head. The Samaritan is not my neighbor, but the Samaritan makes this beaten man his neighbor. So we don't see him as neighbor, but the problem is he sees us as a neighbor and treats us likewise as that neighbor. Jesus is teaching us that we have to learn to be a neighbor deep within ourselves, and that I already have the answer to the question of who is my neighbor within me. I am to become the neighbor to others, all others, no matter how they view me. The question is no longer which other person is a neighbor to me, but now the question's about me. I have to be the neighbor. I have to become like someone in love, someone whose heart is open to being shaken up by another's need. Then I find my neighbor. Actually, then I find myself, because I'm found by him, and my heart is wrenched open. The word used in English for this wrenching open of the heart is compassion. The word compassion comes from the Greek word for womb. Surprising. Remember, the Old Testament constantly uses the names of our body organs to describe basic human attitudes or inner dispositions of God. Just like today, we use the word heart. With all my heart, I'm not talking about my organ, right? I'm talking about something more profound. Well, the womb is the most concrete expression for the intimate interrelatedness of two lives, mother and child. So when the Samaritan had compassion, it means he was struck to the deepest part of himself and his intimate union between another, like that place of intimacy in the womb between a mother and child. That's how deeply he feels for this one left for dead. He has compassion because he's a neighbor. Jesus says to each of us, go and do likewise. So what must I do to inherit eternal life? I need to do likewise. I need to have my heart wrenched open so that I see all others as my neighbor and treat them with compassion. And that all starts from within. If it doesn't happen within us, we will pass by on the opposite side.